Dubai Eye
103.8.
Right, we are on with the show, and we mentioned it at the top of the show, and I'm asking all those with a better facial hair, all those with fully coiffed beards to listen up, plus all those who don't have any facial hair. I didn't write this, but Zina did. Who let the beards out? What did you write after that?
Woof.
Good. A new study which sampled men's beards found more harmful bacteria in human whiskers than in dog fur. Let's see how CBS Los Angeles reported this one.
Yeah, about that beard, though.
I do not think my beard has more bacteria than the average dog's fur.
He scoffs, but a new study from Switzerland found more harmful bacteria in samples taken from men's beards than the fur from dogs' necks. In fact, 39% of the men studied tested positive for microbes that pose a threat to human health.
Is it true in your and Ziggy's case?
I don't know. My dog likes to roll in poop, so...
We couldn't get an actual doctor to weigh in, but we did find Jake, who has some expertise in the subject.
So when I was in elementary school, I did a science fair project about whether humans had more bacteria in their mouths than dogs.
Not surprisingly, he and other bearded fellows and bearded barbers with pups questioned the study.
He goes on hikes twice a day and, you know, we're in a big city, so I would have to assume that he has more bacteria than my beard, but
at least we hope.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah,
and my dog is always outside running around getting dirty and stuff, you know.
I want to see proof. I need to see the study for myself.
But clean shaven dog owners aren't quite as skeptical.
Do you think your dog is more clean than the average man's beard?
I would say yeah, for sure.
And you have friends with beards?
Yes, I do.
Who are likely have more bacteria than your dog?
Probably.
Now, truth be told, this was not the most extensive study ever conducted. They only talked to 18 guys. I mean, we talked to 5 guys ourselves today, and they all dispute the study.
Yeah, 18 people. Does that constitute research, albeit from Switzerland? Surely this is just a bit of a joke.
18 fellas and the necks of 30 dogs of various breeds. That's what the research involved. So they found a significantly higher bacterial load, as the report said, in specimens taken from the men's beards compared with a dog's fur. And that research, again, is coming out of Switzerland's Hirslanden Clinic.
I just think it's a little bit unfair to cast this brush of sermonization against all men with beards. Surely there are those that look after their beards and there are those that don't look after their beards. But say everyone with a beard has more bacteria on their face or more germs on their face than a dog's fur remains to be seen. Therefore, I need expert intuition here. And we have turned to the general manager of one of the finest establishments to trim your beard. The Art of Shaving. Mihai Deskaduk joins us live on the line now. Mihai, thanks so much indeed for being with us.
Good morning.
Really appreciate your thoughts and opinions on this very troubling subject this morning. Let's get your thoughts first and foremost on the study, the so-called research. Does it even constitute research?
Well, I think that this research is quite accurate, in fact. And we heard that even before you broadcast that, we heard several times in the past about the risk of wearing a beard without grooming it properly.
Okay.
So what they're saying is pretty accurate. Now, in fairness with our friends and relatives wearing beard, there are a lot of solutions for that, and we're offering a lot of solutions for that. Now, there are a lot of products in the market for beard grooming. And it's not about grooming, but it's about starting with cleaning of it and maintaining that cleaning and fresh peeling throughout the day.
Do people who choose to wear a beard, who choose to have a beard, do they underestimate the amount of cleaning that one needs to perform to keep your beard clean?
Definitely not. The products, the beard grooming product sales are growing very fast. There are some lines that are selling very, very well nowadays. And I'm sure that there is a lot of awareness through what you are broadcasting today, what what was broadcasted in the past as well. Plus, is this trend today of customers and people to really take care of themselves. It's not only ladies today, men are very much into grooming. And today at The Art of Shaving, we are saying that you grow it, we groom it.
You grow it, we groom it. Yeah. And is there also an element of education from you guys at The Art of Shaving? You must have seen some horror stories walk through the door. Do you find yourself having to educate people?
Yes, we do. We do. And we have our trained team to take the customers through all our product range and explain the benefits, because you can't have one without another. Like if you are buying a product for beard cleaning, we have a beard wash. You need to buy along with it. You need to have a beard conditioner. And at the end, you need to have this stubble balm for keeping the same shape and look and feel throughout the day. So we take the customers through all this educational process once they are stepping into our establishment.
What are your tips for those who choose to wear a beard, who those have a beard, to keep them clean? What's the best tip?
There should be a daily habit on that. It's not a daily habit to go to a salon. It's a daily habit to use at least the basic products for beard grooming. There are many lines and there are many products that going to very detailed grooming with oils and other things. But at least the very basic elements, which are the beard wash, the beard conditioner, and the stubble balm. The basic elements have to be there, have to be on their bathroom to use it on a daily basis, and that is more than enough as part of daily culture, daily education for beard grooming.
And Mihai, just now, a quick one from you with regards to millennials, because long has been the relationship or the perceived relationship between millennials and wearing a beard. Is that still the trend at the moment? Is that something that has continued as millennials get older?
Yes, goes very much, yes. Although this summer I had a lot of debate throughout my circle of customers and friends that whether or not to keep their beard for the summer, for the same challenges that we were talking in your previous broadcasting with.
So that's an interesting point. You need to show more care and more attention during the summer.
Exactly. And that's what we are stressing on now once we are having customers passing through our doors, that in the summer there is extra care to be taken. And that's where the debate is, if they will keep it for the summer or they will remove it, clean shape for the summer. We'll see now. If they have to do either way, they have to come. So let's see.
We will see in the coming months. For the weather is certainly changing to become a little hotter at the moment. So let's see how it fares. Listen, good to have you on board, Mihai. Thanks so much indeed. How many Art of Shavings stores do you have around town at the moment?
Three. Dubai Mall, Dubai Festival City and City Walk.
So we can come on down and get great advice.
You're most welcome.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.